Ice on Biden, Donald Trump to come at Joe in Iowa as destroyer of American democracy. By Nick Gilbertson on December 2, 2023. Former President Donald Trump will hammer President Joe Biden as a destroyer of American democracy whose banana republic ends on November 5, 2024 during a speech in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Saturday. Prepared remarks circulated by the Trump campaign show the 45th president will liken Biden to a craven third-world communist tyrant. Since crooked Joe Biden got in, he has been weaponizing government against his political opponents like a craven third-world communist tyrant. But crooked Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5, 2024, Trump will say. Biden and his radical left allies like to pose as defenders of democracy. But Joe Biden is not the defender of American democracy. Joe Biden is the destroyer of American democracy. And the wrecker of the American dream, the 45th president is expected to add, according to the prepared remarks. Trump will argue that during Biden's administration, he and his band of Marxists, communists, and fascists have tried to crush free speech, censor their critics, criminalize dissent, destroy attorney-client privilege, and even attempt to imprison their leading electoral rival on bogus charges. They've persecuted Christians and pro-life activists. They've labeled parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. And they're flooding our nation with tens of millions of illegal aliens while rabidly opposing voter ID, he will say. So if Joe Biden wants to make this race a question of which candidate will defend our democracy and protect our freedoms, then I say to crooked Joe, we will win that fight, and win it big, Trump will add. Biden has been highly critical of Trump and the MAGA base, calling the movement extreme as recently as Wednesday while speaking in Colorado, according to Roll Call. Infamously, in September 2022, he said, MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution and that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. During a speech outside Red Lit Constitution Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, while flanked by Marines. Since then, Biden's Justice Department has twice indicted Trump. While Democrat attorneys general at the county level in New York and Georgia have brought two additional indictments against the 45th president. In total, he faces 717.5 years in prison if convicted on all counts in all cases and the maximum penalties are imposed, Breitbart News reported. Americans don't like fascists, we don't like communists. We don't like tyrants, and we don't like corrupt politicians like crooked Joe Biden. Without question the worst and most corrupt president in the history of the United States, the prepared remarks read. Trump will say Biden's attacks on democracy and freedom are occurring because the radical left Democrats know that in a fair fight, they are going to lose in a landslide.